Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, December 21st edition of Byers & Company. First day of winter and our last day of the year with Paul Osborne, the City Hall insider, former mayor of Decatur and publisher of the Decatur Tribune, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and our final gift of the day. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday. That means the City Hall insider, former mayor of Decatur, twice elected by the folks, and publisher of the Decatur Tribune, Paul Osborne, in the studios. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Well, same to you. It's people are getting in the spirit now.
It's been a little weird at like 45, 46 degrees, but today is the official first day of winter. It's also the shortest day of the year, the longest night of the year. And the solstice begins, and yet it's going to be 46, 47 degrees outside. I'm not complaining. I'd rather have this than the snow and the ice. And we went through that horrible ice storm together while you were mayor of Decatur. Yeah. That was we don't want anything like that.
Nope, no, one of those. One and out for those.
No doubt about it. Well, good morning and welcome. We got a lot to get to here today. I'll begin with the a very interesting column you had, and quite frankly, you wrote about something I'd never considered and didn't know and found fascinating with this upcoming vote on 51 and Ash, is how the city council votes as far as who votes first. I didn't realize that it was done on a rotation basis, that every meeting that moves over a seat, and I never even considered it. Yet you write about it, and it's kind of important who has that first vote.
Yeah, and it's and you're probably
the mayor always has the last vote.
Yeah, the mayor is the tie breaking vote if it comes to 3-3 after the six council members vote. So it can put the mayor in a spot that it's not too desirable. But I never found a problem with that. Most of the time, I was advocating for something anyway. People pretty well knew how I was going to vote. But, if you're a council member, you vote first at the next council meeting, you vote second, and then third, and on. And every council member then in the rotation.
And I just always assumed it sort of just went from, start on this side and go to that side, and it never occurred to me that there was a rotation.
Yeah, and that only seems right when you think about it.
You know,
why should one person,
because of their seating, be the first one to vote on everything?
Yeah, or maybe be a deciding vote later on. And so when you look at that, there's usually a lot of pressure on the first one, because particularly on controversial issues, you have an audience out there waiting to see how somebody's going to vote.
And you get the oohs and the ahs.
Yeah, and then it's a little intimidating to the others that are getting ready to vote. So, that's kind of the hot seat. And then if it gets, to 2-2, and you're the fifth one to vote, that's kind of critical. So all of them are critical.
But it's all happenstance as far as, there's no plan. It just rotates, and so you might be in one of those unusual situations just because that's your turn.
That's right. And as you mentioned, the mayor always votes last. That's just the mayor is not in the rotation. The mayor is always the seventh vote, and it's designed that way to make the mayor, in case there's a 3-3 vote coming into the time for the mayor to vote, that that mayor will be the tie-breaking vote. One way or the other, it will break the tie.
That's interesting, because there will be a controversial vote coming up in January. My sense is that this is going to pass. What is your – we're talking about the development there at 51 and Ash, that some people feel very strongly that it shouldn't be. Others are saying, hey, if we keep saying this to developers, they're going to develop, a half a mile north or go east, and then those tax revenues go to those other communities, that you can't keep saying you're broke and passing a budget that's got a deficit and increasing gas taxes or whatever, and then saying no to revenue.
Yeah, I think the case is stronger this time for a yes vote. But the neighbors and those in the community that do not want a commercial development there, they're pretty strong, and they can be intimidating to council members thinking about the next election or things like that. And if I lived in the neighborhood, I'd probably have concerns too. I can't really blame the neighborhood. This really falls on the mayor and the council to make the vote that they feel is best for Decatur. On any controversial vote, you're going to have both sides.
But I would tell you that I would expect more from our locally elected officials than to worry about next election. I do what's right.
Yeah,
and that'll take care of itself, or it won't. I mean, you're not a career politician, or at least, you know, you don't think of these people as career politicians. You're there with the responsibility of doing what's best overall for the community.
Yeah, and sometimes that's not always easy. I mean, you will make a vote that it seems like it's crazy, but you have a lot more, in many cases, a lot more information
than the general public does. I remember, I got to tell you, because I always had your back when you were the mayor, because I knew, even if I didn't agree with you on something, that you were doing it out of principle and that you felt, I mean, there was nothing political about you when you were mayor, you know, and I mean, I believed that in my core. It's why I supported you and backed you and endorsed you. But I remember when the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel vote came up, man, I did a lot of defending of you. I'll never forget it. I was in the locker room at the Goodhart locker room at the YMCA having a heated argument with somebody. I'm just there to work out, and this guy's just railing on this vote. And I'm like, look, dude, you don't know, do you want that thing to be a nursing home? Do you want this unbelievable thing that we have out there? Maybe it hasn't been managed the best way. Maybe it hasn't lived up to its potential. Maybe you were promised a water park you didn't get. But do you really want an assisted living quarters, or do you want a chance to have more? And I remember having this heated argument because people thought you were crazy.
Oh, yeah. And they said so to my face.
Yeah.
Like, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
Have you lost your mind? And then I was called after the vote, you know, the innkeeper. I'm the innkeeper. I wasn't mayor anymore. I was the innkeeper.
Yeah.
And
did you ever get an apology from any of those folks?
No, not one. It's kind of interesting. All the people that, you know, wrote letters to the editor and the Tribune and the Herald and Review, saying what a crazy idea it was, when it turned out it wasn't so crazy. The city kept getting revenue.
And you know what, Lindsay, every time I think about this, every time we're at the, and I think about it every single time that we're at the Community Leaders Breakfast broadcasting, and there's 800 people out there at the Decatur Conference Center Hotel, and they all go, oh, look what Steve Horvath's done with this hotel. Isn't it wonderful? I'm like, wait a minute. You were the same jerk that was telling me that the mayor was crazy and that they'd overstepped their bounds, and what in the world were they doing? I mean, how do you not remember that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's but I knew, and certainly I, as the other council members, also had the opportunity to look at the financials, look at what was going to happen, look at all the revenue the city was going to lose, and I felt as mayor, I felt the city needed to fight for that complex, and if there was no other alternative, we needed to buy that and find a buyer for it. Otherwise, as you mentioned, all these years since, there have been no revenue coming from that.
No.
And can you imagine the financial shape we'd be in? That generates a lot of tax.
It absolutely does. Steve Horvey saved the day and did an amazing job. And that turned out to be – and sometimes you have to take risk. I mean, if you're doing it for the right reason, you know, I don't even mind failure. If it's done for the right reason and it just doesn't work, okay, then we'll try again. I just think there's so many people out there that if you take their wish, which is to do nothing ever, you're never going to do anything. I mean, you will stall out and just diminish until you fade away completely.
Yeah, you'll stagnate and you'll die as a city. And I think the history of cities buying hotels back at that time wasn't all that good. They usually ended up getting stuck with the hotel. Fortunately, this worked out to the point that, as you mentioned, 2 or 3 weeks later, Steve Horvath stepped up. You know, hometown guy, raised in Decatur, knew what he was doing and building hotels. And look at how he's remodeled that. And the city of Decatur, by the way, got every penny back that it invested plus interest.
Well, I'll be at the next Community Leaders Breakfast accepting apologies on behalf of Paul if you want to come out and join us in between 6 and 9. But it was I distinctly remember Pat Legler just struggling.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was the vote you needed.
Yeah. Well,
talk about like how it ends up, right?
Well, yeah, I think that's the only time, and maybe the only time in the history of the council where it came down. It was a 3-2 vote against, and the only two people left to vote was Pat Legler and myself. And Pat's a good man. He really is, and he always analyzed everything, and he really struggled with this, and so I did something I'd never really done before. I went ahead and voted, made it 3-3, and then the pressure was really on. And he said, can't we delay this? I said, no, nope. You know, six of us have voted.
Yeah.
And I remember his words. He said, well, It's against my better judgment, but I'll vote for it.
So which wasn't a ringing endorsement.
No, but I always kind of felt bad afterwards. But I don't think we would ever gotten the vote if the mayor hadn't gone ahead and say, listen, I'm going to go ahead and vote.
I'm putting my name on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fortunately, he did come through. And to a certain extent, I always said, I felt sorry for Pat because he really, really struggled. I don't think he really wanted to do this that bad.
But that was a testament to your leadership, I think, and you using that strategy. And the mayor has to use a lot of strategy. I think this is the one thing that people don't understand about the mayoral responsibility is you're just a vote, and that's true. There's seven votes, but you shape the conversation and work behind the scenes, and there's a lot that goes into being mayor that maybe you just don't see at the council meeting.
You know, I think that's really an important point, and for anyone serving in that position, that you're more than one vote. You have the influence to a certain degree over the other votes. You certainly have the gavel. You have what they call the bully pulpit.
And sometimes more information. And not that it's not shared with council, but the mayor has to spend more time and more hours and there maybe, I don't want to say they're more invested, but I mean, there's more one-on-ones with the city manager and staff. I mean, the mayor just generally has more knowledge.
Well, and there were times too that that corporations would meet only with the mayor and the city manager because they didn't want what they were going to do. There was a time that was appropriate to bring it to the rest of the council because they would have to vote. But there are times that the mayor and city manager are included in conversations, even though maybe a council member will resent that.
Yeah.
Because they want to keep those conversations private.
But that's just the way it works.
It is.
And if you want to run for mayor and get elected. Then you be at the table.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's as simple. I mean, I've had dealings with boards, you know, where you just go, look, just say thank you and shut up. And it does happen because human nature gets involved and egos get involved. But that was a tough vote. They're going to have a tough vote, but I just feel like this proposal from this group and this Chipotle restaurant and whatever else is with it. Now, and by the way, I have no dog in this fight. I'll probably never eat at this restaurant. I'm not arguing. I just think if people want to develop indicator, we more likely than not have a responsibility to make that happen because you've got to create revenue opportunities. And it's also what the vast majority of people, everybody who's upset now, everybody who's upset about Target, okay, they're all at Target. And they'll be at this restaurant, right? I get the neighborhood feels the way they do. And I truly do. But I also don't think that allows you to make stuff up just because you don't want it. Your tax, your home values, you live across the street from Walmart. You are the anomaly in that intersection. Everything else is developed except that. It's not going to change that one way or another.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I mean, I've talked to realtors. It might have been different 30 years ago, but today it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is, and that's a hotspot indicator. It is, and I hope this isn't delayed in January for more study, more time. A vote one way or the other needs
to
take place.
Who asked for the delay, or who asked for the more for different traffic numbers? I wasn't sure what that was about at the last council meeting.
I think, was that Lisa Gregory?
I'm
not sure that was concerned, and I'm sure the other council members. That is a big issue here. You know, about traffic flow, about traffic jams. That is a busy intersection now, and wanted more time, more study on that. And I would assume that'll be discussed. But, yeah, there is a lot of traffic out there. That's the reason they want to locate here.
Right.
So that's the thing you have to look at.
Yep.
But I hope this, I think the more, if this is delayed and the more it's delayed, the tougher it's going to get, and probably sends a wrong message to any developer. You're really going to have to suffer if you're going to go in there. So one way or the other, I think at that January 2nd meeting, they need to vote this up or down.
Yeah, I sense that it's going to pass. I have not talked to every council member, got a head count. I feel like that most people have come to the conclusion that it's a matter of when, not if, that area is going to be developed. And would we rather have something like this than whatever else comes down the pike, that there is a different comfort level, although they understand it's going to cause some grief. I just feel like it's going
to
pass.
Well, there doesn't seem to be, the forward thrust of no on this. I know Pat McDaniel's going to vote no. He's already said so. But none of the other council members have actually come out and said how they were going to vote. So there seems to be more of an open mind. But that could also be to tell the neighbors we are considering all aspects of this, and then we will vote on it. But I have the sense that there's a stronger case for that development this time than there was last time.
All right, we've got to take a break. Paul Osborne in the studios. Coming up next hour, we have the Lieutenant Governor with us. Is she on the phone with us, or is she in the studios?
Yeah, she's going to be on the phone with us.
Evelyn Sanguinetti will be with us to talk about the opioid task force here in Illinois. We also have our final, very final gift of the day coming up at 7:40. 30 of these, and our Deck the Town app contest at all of downtown Decatur, along with the Decatur Area Chamber, our Convention Visitors Bureau, the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce, the EDC, the City of Decatur. We got our $3,000 shopping spree. Today is your final day, Lindsay, right?
This 5
o'clock,
it.
Right?
5 o'clock.
So you get downtown and shop at any of the businesses. They all have their codes. You can enter up to 30 times to win a $3,000 shopping spree. We'll announce the winner tomorrow morning. And then Cops and Gobblers going on all day today at the Boys and Girls Club. I want to thank the Mink County Sheriff's Office and the Decatur Police Department. Chad Larner with the canine unit, the Decatur Police Department. This is one of the best interdiction officers in the United States of America. He's a great guy. And this was all sort of his idea about, you know, the only time canine units are generally involved in something is when there's a crime being committed. And, you know, they don't get to spend a lot of time in the community doing outreach. And he really wanted to do something to give back. And so thanks to a grant with the WSOY Community Food Drive, and then we've been raising money the last 3 weeks at Kroger, we're going to hand out 600 turkeys today, $625 gift cards for Kroger at the Boys and Girls Club. And we've gone through all the service agencies, by the way, like Northeast Community Fund and Salvation Army, for needy families, and we're going to be there. They got a big truck from Kroger rolling in, and they're going to give it a police escort all the way to the Boys
and
Girls Club.
He's already on his way.
Is he? And so they're going to unload 600 turkeys at the Boys and Girls Club. So I want to thank everybody for being involved with that, but particularly Chad. You might remember Chad's dad. We'll talk about that when we get back. We've got a lot to get to here today, this hour, with the City Hall insider, Paul Osborne. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly cloudy, highs around 46 degrees. Tonight, patchy drizzle, cloudy, and lows around 40 for your Friday. Cloudy, highs near 45. And Saturday, cloudy, highs gradually becoming sunny, rather, with highs near 36 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 31 degrees.
Hey, if you are in the market to make the most money for your home, Sean Hannity here with some important advice. Now look, I'm an active investor. I have bought and sold a lot of properties in hot, cold, moderate markets. And one of the lessons I have learned is this: hire the agent that knows how to create the most demand for your home. Now, if I needed to create demand in this market, no question, there's only one real estate agent I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week, and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there and you can start packing.
Whether you need therapy for a medical condition or advanced non-invasive cosmetic treatments, the Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology is dedicated to you and your skin. Their board-certified dermatologists use state-of-the-art technology grounded in the latest research to treat all conditions and diseases that affect the skin. Visit a Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology location near you. Medical and cosmetic dermatology services are available at Christie Clinic locations throughout East Central Illinois. Call 366-1248 or visit dermatology.christieclinic.com to schedule an appointment at a Christie Clinic location near you.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, the City Hall insider, Paul Osborne. Chad's dad was a former Decatur police officer, Jeff Larner, who now is the VP of Global Security for ADM. We got a chance to see him last Saturday at the Kroger at Brentwood. He stopped by. Chad's son had a hockey game, and they brought them by to see us at Kroger. And it was great seeing him. I hadn't seen him for a long time. Jeff was very kind Many years ago, him and Tuna's brother, Pat McElroy, were escorts and security for Sean Hannity when we brought him to town on a Saturday morning and filled up like 2,500 people at the disc on a Saturday morning. Just one of the truly great guys. Yeah, so yeah. We got all that good going man. On. How exciting was it, this announcement for District 61 and the DPS 61 Foundation for the Howard G. Buffett gift of $1.65 million to create the Duane Andreas Ag Academy and FFA program for District 61?
Well, you're talking about a very important piece for the future of this community, and I think sometimes when something like this happens, people don't realize
the long-term impact.
Yep. And it's we live in a society where fast food and everything, you want to see immediate impact.
Yep.
But there will be impact. There's just no question about it. And I think you look at that and you look at what we're about in this community and what our major industries. We're not talking about farming per se, we're talking about agribusiness.
Yep.
And there's so many businesses related to farming.
We have been, I have been neck deep in this for 6 months, and this idea has been rolling around in my head for a very long time. And most people who are not from here, who have located here, when they find out that District 61 didn't have this already in the agribusiness capital of the world, the question is why? And they'll go, that's no longer important. Because now we do. And now moving forward, we have a path. And it's every truck driver and welder and electrician and scientist and lawyer and IT person and engineer and stock trader. All of that is agribusiness.
Yeah, and not only that, I think years ago I was in ag too in high school. In fact, president of my FFA chapter. And I remember at that time, yeah, as part of that, you had welding, you had a lot of trades that were involved, and so.
So Monday night was fantastic because we were at Eisenhower. Now this will be at Eisenhower and MacArthur. We just couldn't be in two places at one time, and I still think that entryway to Eisenhower is the most spectacular thing in this community as far as visual impact. But we were there with corporate leaders, with the trades, with educators, with business and community leaders and students and FFA members from all over the state, including Josh Joseph's kid, Reed, who's a really bright kid, and he's the Section 16 president of the FFA, which includes Decatur and Macon County. And there was just an excitement in the air. And it's like, we really, Decatur Public Schools will have, because of the donation, the resources, and I mean, this will be a state-of-the-art FFA program and Ag Academy that other FFA programs will be jealous of, because they're going to have everything because of the generosity and the gift of the Howard G. Buffett Foundation.
You know, we've had Howard's given a lot of things to the community, a lot of gifts over about the past few years. But I think this one here, in terms of long-reaching impact on this community, I hope people realize that this is critically important to our future.
Yep.
To have something like this.
And the leadership skills that kids will get, whether they go into agribusiness or not, to participate in this program, we're very proud. Our guy will be at Eisenhower next fall as a freshman, and we're hoping, and he's expressed interest. He's into the supply chain management side of things. He's Dr. Bart has won him over at Western Illinois. But we hope he's one of the first people in this program, and couldn't be happier for it. And I think it's just going to be a spectacular success for District 61. And so if you're a real estate agent out there, you've got another tool in your belt to sell homes in Decatur and in the Decatur School District, this is going to be state of the art.
Well, it's another thing Decatur will be known for.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think you look at that. Well, it's like we look back on projects, that were successful in the past. Years later, we look back. There'll be a time when we say, remember when that happened?
That's exactly right. Paul Osborne's the guest in studios for the full hour. We'll get back here, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and our gift of the day, final gift of the day. You want a clue?
Sure.
Skip Houston.
Oh.
Now you know. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more right after this.
WSOY News Time, 729. At about 6:30 yesterday evening, Decatur Police Patrols responded to a call for shots fired and a fight in progress in the 1300 block of West Marietta Street. Upon arriving, no victims were located, but evidence of a fight and gunfire was found by the officers. A battery victim was transported to a local hospital by private vehicle with significant but non-life-threatening facial injuries. There were no reported victims from gunfire at this time. The investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information should contact the Decatur Police Department by calling Crime Stoppers at 423-TIPS or the Investigations Division at 424-2733. 1-800-636-3636. Coming up, Illinois is no longer the nation's fifth largest state. We'll give you some numbers after Fox News covers the world on News Talk 1340, WSOY AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live at NowDecatur.com. It's 7:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Congress has until midnight tomorrow to pass funding to avoid a partial government shutdown.
Republican House Member Mark Meadows.
I'm optimistic we can get there. We're not there yet.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer not sounding as confident.
It's their responsibility. They haven't shown us any plan for how they're going to get it done.
The House Rules Committee is meeting this morning to get to work on a solution.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. 19 people are hurt in a car attack in Melbourne, Australia. Police say the driver's mentally ill with no known ties to terrorism.
Police are saying at this point in time, this was a deliberate act. They have arrested the driver and a second man. Now, this incident happened in a busy pedestrian area. One child is said to have a serious head injury.
Fox's Kenny Logan. Police say they don't think now that second man arrested is connected to the attack, but he's being questioned. The driver's a 32-year-old Australian of Afghan descent. Fox News. We report. You decide.
WSOY News Time is 7:31. Illinois is no longer the nation's fifth largest state. U.S. Census Bureau estimates released yesterday show Illinois' population fell by 33,703 people between July 21 of 2016 and July 1 of this year. The state now trails Pennsylvania in population by about 3,500 people, making Illinois the sixth most populous state in the nation. Illinois was among eight states that saw their population fall and lost more people than the seven other states that dropped. The decrease was a tiny fraction of Illinois' top total population of just over 12.8 million people. States in the West and South saw the greatest population growth. Fastest growing state was Idaho, followed by Nevada, Utah, Washington, Florida, and Arizona. Wyoming saw the largest percentage decline. In sports, in the NBA, the Bulls beat the Orlando Magic 112-94 for their seventh straight win that was led by Denzel Valentine's 16 points and 10 rebounds. Meanwhile, we have hoops for you this afternoon on WSOY as the Team Soy St. Teresa Christmas Tournament gets underway. St. Teresa takes on Maroa Forsyth. We'll have the pregame for you at 2:45 this afternoon. Tip-off set for 3 o'clock. More news comes your way at 8 o'clock, your next news at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Dear Camp Sokia friend, after the best summer ever at Camp Sokia, I'm headed back to school. I'm going to be a fifth grader at Durfee. I have such great memories of my summer, including going to the Sky Zone Indoor Trampoline Park, visit several water parks, and participate in a cheer dance class. I love to dance. Thank you for sharing in my summer adventures.
Help children right here in your own community by sponsoring a camper at the Decatur Family YMCA's Camp Sokia. By sponsoring a camper, you're providing a camp experience to young people whose families cannot afford the full camp fee. This Sponsor a Camper campaign provides you a one-of-a-kind opportunity to see firsthand the impact of your powerful donation. To donate online, visit DecaturYMCA.org/camp-AIGN.
Camp Sokia is a success because of support. I hope to see you again next year. Bianca.
I'm Chris Funk of Hickory Point Bank, inviting you to find out for yourself what our customers already know. When you bank at a locally owned bank, you can feel the difference. You can tell by the way you're greeted, you can tell by the way you're appreciated, and you can tell by the way that we make decisions that have a positive impact on the communities we serve. Come to Hickory Point Bank and feel the difference. We're local, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Member FDIC.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly cloudy, highs around 46 degrees. For tonight, patchy drizzle, cloudy, and lows around 40 for your Friday. Cloudy, highs near 45. Saturday, starting off cloudy, gradually becoming sunny, and highs near 36. It is 31 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Can you ever hear this song again and not think of Dave Chappelle? Back here on a Thursday, Mark Tupper is the executive sports editor of the Herald and Review, and he joins us with Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with Illinois football.
Well, the NCAA signing period for football, this is when high school and junior college players can sign official letters of intent that bind a player to a college. That has traditionally been in February. But coaches pushed for an earlier signing period for kids who had verbally committed, in some cases a long while ago, and who wanted to end the recruiting process by signing something that made it official. And so yesterday, today, and tomorrow represents the NCAA's first early signing period. And among the coaches who are big proponents of this is Illinois' Lovie Smith. I think schools like Illinois who are in on some good kids who other schools are now trying to get to change their minds, schools like Illinois want this early signing period in order to lock in these kids before their minds can be changed. So yesterday, Illinois had 15 of their recruits take advantage of this early signing period. A quarterback who did sign is from Texas, MJ Rivers, a very intriguing prospect who had a terrific senior year in Texas. Good-sized kid, 6'4", strong arm. Can run, but doesn't appear to be a speedster, but can move. And then another quarterback, Peoria's Coran Taylor, has not signed. He might sign today, he might sign tomorrow. He's a terrific athlete, but I've heard for some time that he's kind of iffy. I know there's some academic issues. I know there's some flirting going on with other schools. We will see on him. He may elect to wait until February. There's another signing period then. And, you know, it's been hard for Lovie to crack through on in-state kids without some on-field success to sell. So he has concentrated on two other states where he has some influence. In the case of Texas, he was born down there. He's a member of the Texas Athletic Hall of Fame. He's done clinics down there. There's certainly strong name recognition in Texas, and they've done well in Texas. But the big one is Florida, where he was an assistant coach and head coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Nine of the recruits who signed yesterday are from Florida. And another, maybe the best of this 2018 class, is supposed to sign tomorrow. And that is a really big, very good offensive lineman named Virtus Brown, who's originally from Chicago, then moved down to Bradenton, Florida to play in this football factory, the IMG Academy. He committed to Florida State and then decommitted when they had a head coaching change. So, you know, we'll see. They're getting some good players. They need more, and not all of them will take advantage of this early signing period, but I think he's happy to have 15 and maybe more today and tomorrow sign early and have their recruiting end.
Excuse me, I didn't have my mic on. That helps. Back with Mark Tupper on the other side of the break. We'll do a little baseball, basketball, and a preview of tonight's Sport Talk. This look brought to you by Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion.
Shop to your heart's content at Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion. The gift shop is brimming with items that will complete everyone's shopping list. You will find adorable children's outfits by Mud Pie in sizes infant to 5T, Hallmark ornaments, knitted scarves, gloves, and boot socks, and a variety of purses by Simply Noel. Don't forget the new stainless Tervis tumblers, candles on a rope, Fannie Mae candy, and cool signs that complement anyone's home. Save More Pharmacy is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and Saturday, 8 to 5, 1410 Village Parkway in Mount Zion. Merry Christmas.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, baseball, basketball, and a preview of tonight's Sport Talk.
One of the possible targets for the St. Louis Cardinals has been Tampa Bay third baseman Evan Longoria. They've liked him for a long time. I think everybody likes him. He would give them a gold glove defensive presence at third base, as well as a productive bat for somewhere in the middle of their batting order. But he's off the market now because yesterday the San Francisco Giants traded for him. So the search for a third baseman or a first baseman and a closer will continue. But I see where the St. Louis Post-Dispatch says the organization has closed up shop for the holidays and will resume on January the 3rd. Okay, well, I mean, I have to believe that if some team calls, John Mozeliak will pick up his phone on Christmas Day or whatever. But one relief pitcher a lot of teams have looked at, including the Cardinals, is Baltimore's Zach Britton. But he ruptured his Achilles tendon in the last couple of days while working out and will be shut down for at least 6 months. Still out there is Tampa Bay closer Alex Colom and also Wade Davis, who closed for the Cubs last year. And remember Matt Adams, who the Cardinals traded to Atlanta last season. He is now a member of the Washington Nationals, signed a one-year deal with them. He had 20 home runs last year, one for St. Louis, 19 for Atlanta. And then switching to basketball, the Chicago Bulls won again last night. They won their seventh in a row. They beat Orlando. Again, Nico Mirotic was part of it with 15 points, 10 rebounds. I think winning eight in a row will be a challenge. They next play on Saturday at the Boston Celtics. Boston's struggled a little bit lately, but they're still 26-8. So that's a real quality team. If the Bulls beat Boston on the road Saturday, I think nationally more people will pay attention to what's going on with them. And then Sport Talk tonight from 5 to 7, Tim Kaine and I will be in the studio. We're going to talk some Bragging Rights basketball, some NFL, some Major League Baseball. Tim will have his annual presentation of Christmas music. So join us tonight from 5 to 7.
All right, my friend, we'll see you then. Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. We'll take a quick break. We come back here, our final gift of the day and our last two segments with the City Hall insider, Paul Osborne. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
One of the greatest joys of this season is the opportunity to say thank you to our listeners and our community, and to wish you the very best for the new year. From all of us at WSOY, have a very Merry Christmas.
This is Patrick White, president of Millikan University. Each December, Millikan's Vespers performance fills our world with song. Amid this joyful music, the Millikan family wishes you Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and a new year filled with peace and prosperity, love and kindness.
HSHS St. Mary's Hospital offers the most maternity options for your most important delivery. Just as you may be expanding your family, we are expanding the services we offer to provide you with the most comprehensive care options for your newborn. We hope you'll celebrate your newborn's first day with us. We're committed to taking care of your whole family for life. Learn more at stmarysdecatur.com/maternity.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Our final gift of the day. Get to the Now to Kinder Facebook page right now, and you can win a $100 gift card to the Avon Theater, downstate Illinois' best independent movie theater. Family-owned and operated since 1999. You know that going to the movies is a holiday tradition for a lot of families on Christmas Day or around the holidays. Why not see the season's hottest films at one of the or the best theater in town? Right now at the Avon, they're showing The Greatest Showman starring Hugh Jackman. They've got Gary Oldman in The Darkest Hour, or the biggest movie of the year, Star Wars The Last Jedi. Get a bargain matinee before 6 p.m. You pay only $6.50. General admission after 6 is $8 for adults and $6.50 for kids and seniors. And you won't be annoyed by all those 20 minutes worth of commercials before the previews. That is the absolute truth. Beyond the movies, enjoy their special treats with their new expanded menu, soft pretzel bites, hot dogs, bagel bites, or the Macho Nachos, their new and improved nachos served with jalapeno cheese and jalapeno peppers by request. Or enjoy the Avon Theater exclusive. Special bacon popcorn has become their most controversial and favorite item for Avon snackers. Made with real butter and a touch of garlic, mixed and then sprinkled with real bacon. You have to try it to believe it. How about another Avon exclusive? They have the Cinnamon Toast Popcorn, made to order. Their special combines real butter with a dash of cinnamon and sugar that will bring back memories of breakfast as a kid and have you licking your fingers for more. Then, of course, there's their plain, world-famous popcorn made with real butter. Start a new family tradition this year with the Avon Theater. They're located at 426 North Water Street in downtown Decatur. You're going to get a personalized service there. You're going to get a great seat. And the most important thing that I mentioned, they don't have 20 minutes worth of commercials making your movie experience 3.5 hours long. They get right to the movie. And the popcorn's unbelievable. You know why? Real butter's better for you than all that stuff they put on whatever.
And, you know, everything, concessions are always, entry, you know, is tickets, concessions are always so expensive, but it's affordable at the Avon.
Absolutely. The bargain matinees before 6 p.m., $6.50. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Make out a holiday tradition. If it's not already a holiday tradition, go see a movie this Christmas in the Christmas holiday at the best independent movie theater in downstate Illinois, the Avon Theater. Go to the Now to Kinder Facebook page, win a $100 gift card right now.
Santa's coming.
Back here with Paul Osborne, the City Hall Insider. We've got a lot of great locally owned businesses. And it's fun doing this Gift of the Day thing because we've got new ones, you know, this year.
Yeah, and that's even more encouraging when you're getting new people, new businesses.
Businesses come and go. I mean, you know, that's the nature of things. And every time a business closes, everybody's all, you know, oh, it's the death. You know.
It's never because maybe it was a bad business
plan.
It's just
consumer habits change or whatever. But every time a business opens, I don't hear people screaming, look at the accomplishment. I mean, it's, so if you're going to have it one way, it's got to be the other, right?
Yeah, you got to get excited about new businesses.
Yes.
And I think you're right. As someone who owns my own business, it always cheers me up to see business owners starting, young people, older people.
Yeah,
with their own business.
And then you mix in something like, you know, Skip and the Avon. You know, they've been there since 1999. Well, the Avon's been there a lot longer, but Skip's been there since, you know, and it's that service, right? I mean, it sets that apart from sort of the corporate chain stuff.
Yeah, and Skip wants to make sure that you have a good experience there.
Yeah.
And he's out there in the lobby many times.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Personal greeting every time I go.
Yeah.
So there you have it. You can see Star Wars, The Last Jedi, just like I saw Star Wars at the Avon when I was a kid. And I love the mix of new and old in downtown. I mean, there's great traditions, and then there's new stuff, and downtown's never looked better at Christmas, as far as I'm concerned. The IBEW did an amazing job.
Yeah, I think, as I mentioned before, I think it looks better this year than ever.
It has a larger
agree. Footprint and everything. Yeah, you see it going down, the lights going down West Main.
Drive in every morning. First of all, I stop at Lakeshore and I see the star on top of HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. That's the first thing. And then I get to downtown and I absolutely love it. I pull in around, drive around Central Park, come into the radio station, and it is just like a winter wonderland because there's no cars. So, I mean, I can see everything.
Yeah.
And it's just spectacular. Hard as it is to believe, Monday is Christmas, folks. Today is the official first day of winter, although we have certainly had a mild one. But get downtown. There's something magical about coming down. You know, these last few days and the lights are on and people are hustling and bustling. Parking was impossible yesterday. I mean, impossible. It was packed.
Yeah, it's been that way really for quite a while that it's people are downtown shopping. They're downtown eating. They're downtown enjoying the downtown experience, I guess is what you would call it. But I've seen more activity this year than I have in a long, long time.
And absolutely.
That's a good sign.
Well, we'll give the $100 gift card to the Avon. Go to the Nauticator Facebook page. So that means we've given away 30 $100 gift cards, and then we're giving 30 $100 gift cards to one person with our Deck the Town contest. So $3,000 is taking a long way for dining and shopping. You got to have the Nauticator app. It's free at the Google Play or iTunes store. And each store has its own code. So you pull up the app, you go to the menu button, look at for Deck the Town, click on that. And so like the Brass Horn will have a code, the Avon will have a code. And every time you enter, that's one more chance to win a $3,000 shopping spree. All locally owned, Decatur owned businesses.
I'm certain that had an impact too on the activity.
Well, we've had tons of people are entering this. And I think you've got, you know, you still got people that like the big box stuff, and that's fine. You got to have everything in your community. But I think there's a ton of people out there that respect the Skips and the Georges and the Ryans. You know, I mean, they know how hard it is to run a small family-owned business. And so I think you people will support that. Plus, you get great customer service. I mean, you're just not going to get that in a big box store.
No, anymore, I think it's more important to people now maybe than ever because there are so many places the service is very impersonal. And that's the thing about dealing with somebody.
Or impersonal or just bad, you know, sometimes.
Hardly there.
Yeah, or they don't know anything about anything, and you're looking for some expertise in an area. So you want real butter on your popcorn.
Yeah.
Right out my window here, down the street, go to the Avon. Okay, we'll hit the Avon for Star Wars, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
I got to figure out how to, I mean, I've managed to avoid any of the major spoiler alerts.
I know, right? I don't know how. I don't know.
But I have. And it's our fault because we should have seen it by now. Just life's been busy. So we haven't been there to see it. I was trying to think. Theaters, I want to say that I saw The Empire Strikes Back at the Avon Theater. And I would have been maybe eighth grade maybe, something like that. But I can't remember. In my head, and when I was a kid, I can't discern from the Lincoln and the Avon. You know what I mean? Mm. And it was a downtown theater. Because those were the only two downtown theaters when I was a kid. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I think also you have to consider a little bit the Rogers that was out here.
It was on Jasper, though, right? Or Wood Street.
Jasper and Wood.
Yeah, and I remember.
It wasn't really downtown, but the first Star Wars, I remember I took the kids to see it at the Rogers. It was unusual. It got to be almost a sleazy type movie theater.
Later. And then you also had the drive-ins, which people don't remember, you know, because, you know, you could go to the drive-in to see. I think I saw Close Encounters of the Third Kind at the drive-through or the drive-in. So, but you got that same experience right down here at the Avon. I mean, you want to talk about childhood memories and nostalgia.
Walking the door.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. So that's a great way to see Star Wars The Last Jedi this holiday season. We got to take one last break. We'll come back and wrap things up with Paul Osborne, the City Hall insider, former mayor of Decatur and publisher of the Decatur Tribune. Here is Lindsay Romano with your very first day of winter forecast.
Not very wintry. We've got cloudy skies, highs around 46 degrees. Tonight, patchy drizzle and lows around 40 degrees. For your Friday, cloudy and highs near 45. And Saturday, cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny and highs near 36. It is currently 33 degrees in downtown Decatur.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. I don't know about you, but if I get a bird in a fruit tree for Christmas, I'm not going to be too happy. Hi, this is Ouija Stewart with the Community Foundation of Macon County. Here's a better idea for a great gift for your true love. How about setting up a fund at the Community Foundation in your true love's name? The fund can work to support a cause or organization she cares about, like a school or university, your church, our beautiful parks, or local arts organizations. Or you could surprise your true love by naming a scholarship fund in her honor. A scholarship not only helps a young person going to college, but also pays tribute to the true love in your life. So, on the first day of Christmas, hurry to the Community Foundation. We can set up a fund for your true love in plenty of time for a Christmas surprise, and you won't have to worry about where to get a partridge or a pear tree this time of year. Call us today at 429-3000.
This is Jan. How can I help?
Congratulations. You've just won our monthly raffle.
Ooh, that's what it's like when you get a great deal at Toyota-thon.
Toyota-thon?
Yeah, our biggest event of the year. We still have incredible deals like low APR financing and low lease offers on our amazing vehicles.
Wow, amazing.
Right? You can save big on Corolla, RAV4, Camry, and more. But it all ends January 2nd.
Oh, I still have 10,303,511 calls remaining.
You better be quick.
Done. No one else answered. Best day ever.
Now get in before the deals are gone.
Right now, you can get 0% APR financing for 60 months on the all-new 2018 Toyota Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Does not include taxes, license, title, registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Offers end 1-2-18.
Hello, this is Dr. Paul Frigo, Superintendent of Decatur Public Schools. I want to take a moment to express my wishes of peace, love, joy, and hope to all who contribute to making DPS a successful school district. This holiday season, the community and our schools have demonstrated a remarkable spirit of service to help our DPS families. While you spend some time with loved ones during this festive occasion, find a way to bring joy to someone this holiday season as you have done for DPS. From our family to yours, happy holidays and happy new year from Decatur Public Schools.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
So we're going to start bumping with Christmas music when? And what's the
8
excuse?
O'clock hour.
Okay. Jeff, can you believe this? I mean, I don't know what I have to do. How does one forget that conversation 30 seconds later?
I wish I could tell you.
Huh?
Didn't think about it. Okay.
All right. Paul Osborne, City Hall Insider. It's our last day of the year. We only get one shot at this. We can't play Christmas music in January when we come back. But Chic from the 1970s will do just fine. Paul Osborne in the studios, the City Hall Insider. There is a great scrapbook section in this week's Tribune. The Christmas season during World War II in Decatur, there's some great photos.
Yeah, it kind of makes you appreciate even more the sacrifices that our armed services made, that members of our armed service, and the families back home. You know, it shows we have a photo show them lined up at the post office mailing packages.
That's exactly. Now, this is what's changed, right, in society. Look at the post office.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, you don't have to go back. This photo was taken in 1944, and there's literally like a cattle call, you know, at the post office to mail packages. I remember when I started doing the radio show, what was that, Jeff? 1996. So 21 years ago, didn't Y103 like have a live band and like a whole thing at the post office like, on the day when people would mail their taxes
tax day,
in?
Yes.
Because, you know, so it wasn't, you don't have to go all the way back to the 40s for this. There was a time when the post office was still relevant, you know, in 1996. But, man, we've just changed.
Yeah.
That's something our kids today will never see.
Well, that's right. And I guess, you know, that probably made people feel better back then to have something tangible to send to a loved one. But, you know, I think about that at Christmas, you know, of all the Army personnel and that away from home, a lot from Decatur.
Yeah.
Son that would never come home for another Christmas. So the family back here waiting. I think of the veterans and I think of their families and I see things like that and, you know, the sacrifices they made for us. It still rings true to me today.
All right. We've got only got a couple of minutes left here. I've been meaning to ask you this. You've been coming in and doing this show for, I don't know how many years, long time.
Probably 15.
I bet. It would probably scare us if we added it up. But I've never asked you about the V8 tradition. So I'm going to put it on the line here, Paul. Every day, every week when you wrap the Tribune, you tell people you're heading for a V8. Now, is that just a one-liner, or do you actually have a V8?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I started, and that whole thing started years and years ago, is I needed something to drink, didn't have any diet Dr. Pepper or anything, so I saw a can of V8 in the shelf, so I just took it and drank it. That's pretty good. I only want it once a week, and so I kind of started after the paper was finished. I drank the V8, and I still do.
So it's a great tradition then, right?
Yeah, someone even sent me an extra $10 for V8 when they sent their subscription.
How much V8 can you buy for $10?
I don't know. I usually get like a six-pack of the canned stuff. You drink one can a week, but I never drink it any other time.
No, it's just when you finish the paper.
It's like a symbol, like it's finished, you know, to V8 time. So.
There you have it. You can get a subscription to the Tribune. It makes a great last-minute gift for especially loved ones that live elsewhere and they want to keep up on a weekly basis with what's going on from their former hometown. That's a great idea. You can also visit thekidertribune.com if you want to follow Paul and his stuff online. You guys also are on Facebook and social media. Do you enjoy Facebook overall?
No. just to be blunt, it's just like you feel it's something you have to have.
Yeah.
But I don't. A lot of the comments people make about stuff, if you put anything really meaningful on it, are depressing.
Yeah.
But I realize it's technology, but it just I'm not that into Facebook. I'm not. I mean, I think it's great for families to communicate, show pictures, and they can't. But it gets to the point where there's a lot of information on there that I don't even want to know about people or their comments.
Yeah, I'm always a little amazed at what people are willing to share openly. It's like society. You got the small, tiny, noisy groups, and you're always going to have those. You experience that as mayor. You certainly know it from the media side of things. It doesn't represent the vast majority of people. You have to remind yourself of that all the time because sometimes you feel like that's all you hear.
Yeah, and I think that's true of Facebook and some other means of communication. Most of the time, those people who say things on there that are kind of bad, very tiny minority of people, and they probably wouldn't even have the guts to say it if people were around. And
yeah, to your face. It's a whole different story. Yeah, it really is. Paul, have a Merry Christmas.
Well, you too.
And a Happy New Year. Best to you, the entire Osborne family. Enjoy your time. We're going to take a break for the news. We get back here. Is Coach back with us today? I thought he was gone until Christmas. All right, he's going to be with us. Lieutenant Governor will join us and so much more. This is the Thursday edition of Byers & Company. Don't go anywhere.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur.